Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, every week on a Wednesday, our listener question, where we line up an expert to address any financial concern or problem or query that you may have. And literally, it will cost you one click of an email to business@hot1027.co.za. It really is the best financial advice on radio. And standing by now is Sia Masie from My Way, who's going to respond to Marlene from Fairlands. And this is how she writes. Dear Jeremy, I've recently lost my job. Marlene, sorry to hear that. And I'm struggling to keep up with my insurance premiums for my car and household cover. Do I need to report the change of employment to my insurance company? And how do I deal with this without losing cover, particularly for my car? Marlene, I think that's a very valid query. And Sia, a very good evening to you. So let's wade straight in. Marlene asks if she needs to report her job loss to her insurer. What would be the protocol here?
Good evening, Jeremy, and thank you. And thank you for the question. Such a very valid question. I think the first thing that I would say is, yes, you need to contact your insurer, especially if you anticipate that you might have financial issues, for example, paying your premiums. Because, I mean, when you lose your job, it's got that financial impact where you can't, you know, really spend as you used to. So maybe you would want to contact your insurer to maybe discuss with the insurer and see what is it that you can do. So the first thing that I could suggest is that I always say, as a rule of thumb, always insure comprehensively, because you don't want to have, you know, part cover. But when circumstances call upon you that you maybe want to cut down on your expenses, maybe call your insurer and see what products do they have that you can maybe afford. For example, a vehicle, she's spot on. The vehicle is probably the most, most exposed, because it's always on the road. So you don't want to lose cover there. So maybe call your insurer and see what product you have. Particularly at My Way, we've got some that are tailored for some situations where you maybe might increase your excess, which will reduce your premiums, which gives you a bit of temporal relief on a month-to-month basis. But the reality is that when you claim, you might be asked for a huge sum of amount. So I don't usually recommend for that, but when circumstances will push you to that, that's what I would say. So really go and speak to your insurer and see what products they have that could be affordable in your circumstances.
Sia, you'll agree with me that it's a very difficult call that Marlene is going to have to make, but maybe you could tell us what the consequences are of missing out insurance payments. Could she risk losing her car or even her household cover?
So by missing your premium, any loss that occurs in that period, whether even if it's just a month, because I always get this all the time, Jeremy, where somebody says, I've been on cover for 5 years, never missed a premium. I had this misfortune of losing my job, and I just didn't pay this month. And what's going to happen to me? The reality is that if you miss a premium, you're not going to be covered for that month, because most insurers on a month-to-month basis, so your contract is really up for 30 days. So if you don't, then really you're not going to be covered, unfortunately.
Is it possible to temporarily suspend or reduce certain aspects of car insurance to manage those costs but still remain protected?
Yeah, that's the short answer is yes. You're spot on. What you can do is to look at the perils that you have, that you're exposed to. I think the most common is accident. Most of us are involved in accident. Maybe you would want to maybe freeze fire, for example, because that's not something, maybe that's not so common. I don't know if you live in the Gauteng area like I do. I don't think you'd want to maybe pause on theft and hijack, because those things are on the increase. But that's how you can toy around. Look at the actual covers that you have, and then you can pick and choose and say, which one is it that you think you can do without? It's a possibility. The answer is yes to that.
I made the point, Sia, that this is going to be a very difficult call for Marlene to make. But hand on heart here, are insurance companies open to having that kind of conversation, or is it normally a difficult and one that you don't really want to have yourself as an organization?
hand on heart, we do. We are open to having this conversation because we're always looking at how else can we cover you and to what extent. You remember it's a mutual relationship here. We are collecting premiums and we are promising that when the loss actually occurs, we will cover you. So when you're open about this and say, listen, I'm struggling here, we can look at how we can still collect premiums and you can still enjoy a bit of cover. So it's a win-win situation in that situation. It wouldn't be one where we would totally tell you that, no, we can't cover you. Unless, of course, you're saying, I unfortunately have no form of income at all. Then obviously we can't cover you there. But what you can do as well is that, because if you don't tell your insurer that you've lost your job and you're going through a difficult period, what tends to happen is that after 3 consecutive months of not paying, most insurers will then cancel your policy. And that's got a ripple effect because when you get up and you're now employed and you're looking for insurance, the next question that's going to be asked is, have you ever been cancelled insurance? And the answer is supposed to be yes. And that's got a negative effect on your profile and how they rate you and how your premium in the future will be calculated. So we are open to this thing and we would like you to always be open and we'll give you the correct advice.
That is very good advice because at some point we all hope, Marlene, that you do get back on your feet and you find another job. When you're in this difficult situation, Sia, is it advisable to shop around for more affordable insurance options during this period or should you stick with a horse that you know?
I'd say shop around. But the difficulty in shopping around, Jeremy, is that not every insurance cover is the same. I always see some people saying, I'm with this insurer and it's way much cheaper. You need to look at the insurer and look at whether you are comparing like for like. Because there's some things that you find that a certain insurance company doesn't have an appetite for. Yet another does. So you might think, let me shop around, let me go to Jeremy's insurance company. He seems to be cheaper and in my circumstances will be okay. And only to find a claim states that actually the insurance that I actually have taken now isn't like for like. And you might find that this peril that has actually befallen you is not actually covered. So you need to be very careful when shopping around and make sure it's like for like.
I can just tell you that Jeremy's insurance company, Sia, by the way, is very, very expensive and we don't like to pay out. Look, let's assume, final one here, let's assume that Marlene at some point is going to get back on her feet. And Marlene, we really are rooting here for you. She's also got to think about planning for future financial stability with her insurance policies once things get better. So this might be a short-term problem, but a good opportunity to think about your insurance strategy going forward.
Yes, I do agree that, like I gave in the last example, that it's always going to come back to you. What you do today is always going to affect your financial profile in the future. So you're right that you need to actually get that sorted out.
That's some good advice. And Marlene from Fairlands, I hope that Sia Masie from My Way has helped you. We do this every Wednesday. And if you have a financial query or a question, all you need to do is email me at business@hot1027.co.za. Sia, thank you very much indeed and good night to you.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.